services, Lavazzi at boom1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 246. I'm the Doctor. Oh no, I'm Adam, and I'm the Doctor. And here's Debbie Melrose.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Kirby Bartlett late. I mean, Sloane.
It's Captain Scarlet, not Thunderbird.
Mary Lang.
Clara Oswald has never existed. I wish.
Yes.
Robert Haynes.
I couldn't think of anything, so hello.
I don't remember that being here.
Hello.
And hello. Hang on. And where's my little speaker gone after? This is really slick. And hang on, wait for it.
Wait, man with no excuses.
Shut up. Three Spartan.
He's a bad
permission to squeeze.
I was almost going to do that one, yeah. That was lovely.
And we're missing Matthew, who could not even find a McDonald's or a Starbucks.
Yeah, he
doesn't want to be on the show. So.
We just had a very, very quiet confession of murder there.
Was he hungry?
So, this week we're going to be looking at Death in Heaven, but initially...
Initially,
yes.
Shut up. Debbie is going to tell us about the previous episode. What do you think of the previous one, then, Debbie?
Am I? Oh, crikey.
Because you couldn't be bothered to turn up last week.
Sorry, I was elbow deep in Play-Doh with my daughter, who wouldn't let me get on Skype for even 5 minutes.
No, really, the long excuse that was.
Excuses.
Go on.
Overall, I liked it. Loved the idea of the Nethersphere, but I did feel like you'd sort of been dragged by the nose through that episode. They were explaining everything a bit too much when it doesn't matter because it's all timey-wimey, spacey-wacy things, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just felt that I was, once again, Clara right in the middle of it all. And I did think it was very clever the way that he got her to basically show her true colours, to show exactly how she was feeling. But on the whole, I was just found that I love the bits with Missy in. I love the premise of the death, you know, the Dark Water, but I just felt like it was just, come on, get into this one. Let's just get everything set up and knock it all down. That's what it felt like. Yeah. But I enjoyed it, but again, it was the Clara show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there you go.
That was worth waiting for, wasn't it, everybody?
Yeah, right.
Right. So
can I add to that?
You can add to that, Reese.
I feel like... they put so much in the first episode that there wasn't that much at all left for this episode. And this one didn't need to be an hour long.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly a bit of padding in it, but we'll talk about that later. Right. Never mind. Death in Heaven begins with a little bit of a recap from the previous week. And it's a very little
previously
bit.
On Doctor Who.
Danny
previously on Doctor Who, yeah.
And then we have a bit where Clara says she's the Doctor. Very well played, but I wasn't convinced.
I wasn't convinced. No. I wouldn't have been convinced to meet Bonk.
I'm so used to Moffat playing with us, you know, that even with the eyes in the credits and all that, didn't convince him.
Mm. Yeah, but it was silly, just Clara saving her own butt.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
And the Cybermen knew that.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
So yeah.
Should have just killed her then.
Yeah. Now, that was the whole, the thing through this, you couldn't really work out how... Cybermen, these Cybermen were, because obviously when you have the mask revealed of Danny Pink, but also they all seem to have feelings. When they were getting out of the grave, they were like, what is going on? Why am I here?
Why did Danny not have his inhibitor on automatically?
Yeah, why wasn't his inhibitor on automatically?
Kirby.
Even though she didn't watch all of it, Fred watched part of, well, I showed her bits and pieces because there were some disturbing parts last week, but I showed her the important things. And in last week's episode, when the doors opened on the tombs, she immediately recognized it as Tomb of the Cybermen.
Yeah, well,
that's
good then.
Mm-hmm. Remember, she loves the classic series.
Yeah. Anyway, so, I did like the bit where they're all doing selfies with the Cybermen.
Yes.
That was quite nice. And I did like the fact in the extra, they sort of talking about this as a big reveal. Yeah, and there are all these lots of people, members of the public watching. Yeah, so they did the scenes. Obviously, they wouldn't have been able to hear what they were saying, but it was interesting to note there was people there watching that as an audience there for the big reveal of the whole series. Yeah, obviously it wasn't revealed.
Yes, so it's not really a surprise for us to watch
the episodes. It's like at the end of, or the beginning of Sound of Drums, David Tennant standing in the street saying, the Prime Minister is a master. Nobody heard him then, but he was surrounded by people like this. So
yes,
it was a master episode.
Yeah, and also the fact that they might as well call her the master. And I don't see the difference. It's a feminine side of things. Just
I
call
refuse
her the master.
To call her.
I prefer it.
The master.
She's called the master.
Yeah, she is the master. Yeah.
And they were sort of angling to go that way more in the extra than they were in the episode itself. So she needs to
master
call herself
Poppins.
Master.
Mm. Exactly.
I love the fact that Osgood was wearing an 11th Doctor costume.
I love Osgood.
Yeah.
And she was quite kick butt in that particular opening scene.
And the shoes. It was,
my, don't
Converse.
You look shiny.
Was she wearing Converse? Yes. Didn't look at that part, she was. Part of the detail of that one.
I studied her quite a lot.
I didn't mind the fact that the Cybermen rocketed off into the sky. I thought that was quite
I
cool.
I liked that.
What about the Cyberman head?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yeah.
That.
Yeah,
that was a good classic one.
Yes,
yeah.
You tried before. Yeah. Yes.
Although it was a bit rubbery when it dropped.
Rubbery.
They're all a bit rubbery, sadly.
I like the
fact
that
they look
Paul's
good, but as soon as you touch them, you can see that a lot of
them
just moves.
Yes, I'd say that's
that,
new.
That looked really cool. Was that Ben? No, it's Ian. Yeah, so that was really, really good. So far, so it's 5 minutes in. It wasn't too bad.
And I like the counting of the Cybermen. I'm trying to count. OCD, 91.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's just fantastic. She's so
Yeah, I like that. Great. Kate says, all of London would be able to see that. And then the Doctor said, everyone in London just clapped and went, wee, hush, I'm trying to count.
No, she's
And they were correct, because there are four more inside St. Paul's.
Uh-huh. And then we
OCD,
see the,
sorry.
The actual end of Danny, really. Yes. When he said, well, you're going back to your body, and you, oh dear, that's going to be a bit gruesome. But it was interesting the little boy didn't go back into become a Cyberman. I didn't see that, but I suppose we needed to, really.
There were a whole bunch of problems I had with the Cybermen and the whole pollination.
Amy and Rory are probably Cybers.
It was absurd. And despite what you say, Debbie, I didn't really like
going to be really interesting
Cyberbrick. I don't think there was a need for Kate to fall out of the airplane. I didn't.
You're kidding ahead of yourself.
I like the fact they had the Brigadier's picture on the wall. That was enough.
Yes.
I didn't think they needed
to
bring him back as a Cyberman. I understand.
I liked it because I knew it was coming. And
I understand why Moffat did it, because he wanted it. But he's turned the Brigadier into a Cyberman.
But he's still
also, people are complaining about Danny being able to fight the cyber stuff. Why did the Brigadier survive?
Why are they the only two? Why are they the only two?
And we also know the Brigadier did not kill the Master.
Yes.
Carry on. Sorry, Robert, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was going to say, nobody else has the love of the Brigadier or Danny Pink. You know, they're just a bunch of mindless cretins.
What about Sarah Jane?
I'll get back to
she's
the...
She's not dead, though, is she?
No, Sarah Jane's not
Sarah Jane's
this.
Not dead, I suppose. Sorry, I've forgot
right,
that.
Yeah, in this universe, Sarah Jane is not dead.
No.
Okay. All right, then let me think. How about some of the other characters that might be dead? Adric!
He did die on Earth.
Cyber Adric.
Cyber Adric. Oh no!
His ashes would have landed on the planet somewhere.
Master.
Yes.
Like I said, this is going to make archaeology in the future rather difficult, because all of the bones have turned into Cybermen and exploded.
Yeah.
And they've all burned up.
And Adric. Adric was scattered all throughout the atmosphere, all over the ground.
Another thing that gets me is you think about the Torchwood story not so long ago, where nobody died. Now they're all dead, and now Cybermen. Yes. Carry on.
Yeah, but this is not supposed to say. I can't align Torchwood with the Doctor Universe anymore.
Yes, you can. They are the same.
They've gone too far.
You can find ways of making it all work somehow.
Yeah, I suppose you can.
Next thing you know, they'll be telling
you can.
Marvel.
You can.
Well,
I mean, even within the Doctor Who universe, everybody goes to great lengths to explain, you know, how things work together. And they're just wishful thinking.
I didn't understand why they knocked out the Doctor.
No.
I understand why they knocked out the Master, but I didn't understand why they knocked the Doctor out.
Well, actually, because if he realised where they were going, he probably would have done everything.
And there's a line later on about your cooperation is guaranteed, but your something about betrayal assumed or something like that. So they didn't really trust him entirely, although they knew he'd help.
Yeah.
Kate says that you're not to be trusted.
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Could I just say that reckon later on, after Capaldi, after the Doctor, after him, maybe they should get another cast member from the thick of it, because I thought Chris Addison was fantastic.
Yes.
He should be the Doctor one day. He was so good.
Yeah.
Well, that would be really cool, Chris Addison. Yeah. That would work.
Well, there's no reason not to, because obviously. Yeah. Never mind. Moving on.
I did like Clara's run through. As she was the Doctor, how she had all of the facts correct.
Well, she would have, apart from the name.
Remember when my argument way early on is, why is she acting so stupid? Because she's been through the Doctor's timeline.
Yeah.
And I think, Kirby, you were the one that says, but she's forgotten it. You know, they've done it so that she's forgotten it. Yeah. Well, apparently
convenience
not.
To the plot.
Apparently not, yeah.
Master.
Yes.
Right. It's like I was saying on Facebook yesterday, been several months, not 3 months. I mean, she's 3 months pregnant, probably, but it's been quite a while in this particular incarnation of her, and she's gone on multiple adventures with him as the school teacher, that she's had time to learn these things.
Somebody making a coffee. It's funny how Kirby's voice deteriorates further into the.
I actually have a comeback to this. Is all the way back to a deep breath discussion, but my comeback and defense of Clara not expecting the Doctor to be older is that she might have expected them all to age naturally, whereas he went straight into looking much older than Matt Smith, and so when she saw John Hurt, maybe she expected him to be younger, and we did see him younger in. Night of the Doctor. So I think maybe it was just a culture shock, not quite a why did he regenerate kind of shock.
Okay.
But never mind, that's an old argument.
Yes, it is. You laughed at the Doctor putting lots of sugar in his coffee.
Yeah, about the same amount as I take.
Yeah. I did too.
That was good, yeah.
Oh my.
So, the Doctor is now the president of Earth.
I love
so he's
that.
The president of, he's been, or may still be, the president of Gallifrey in some timeline, and now he's the president of Earth. And I love
after, after Kate has told him he's not to be trusted.
Yeah, I know. Mm. And also, it did lead up to a good connection with the Master when he said, to rule the Earth, piece of cake.
They're also wearing the same jacket.
good point.
That's John Sims.
Yes. So Clara sort of gets saved by Cyber Danny.
Cyber Dan.
He knows straight away.
He's a Cyber Dan.
Even though he's holding the piece of paper in his hand. Yes.
Master.
Talking the piece of paper.
Isn't it convenient that that funeral home, and you caught the name of the funeral home, I hope. The funeral home was so close to St. Paul's.
That was very convenient.
That he was able to get right over there.
I think we're going to hear that sentence a lot from Kirby tonight. Isn't it convenient?
Known as Danny Pink in
Kirby,
can
I just point out to you that just because they showed Clara at the beginning of the story at the time that Danny woke up as a Cyberman doesn't mean to say that that was the order of events. Danny could have worked with Simon a little bit earlier than that and had plenty of time to stomp over to Crystal Falls.
He could have flown over the way, couldn't he?
He could have flown over.
Make it out that London's smaller than it is, really.
I don't think in a time travel programme it's too much of an issue. Yes.
No. I don't think in a TV programme it's too much of an issue.
No. Yes, Kirby.
I said negative, Master.
Did you? That's
a negatory.
Okay. Anyway, so the Master wakes up and then eventually horribly kills
poor Osgood. Word.
I can't watch that.
She was a bit too silly.
She was, yeah. But I can't watch it. It's horrible, the build-up to it. I watched it when I first went out, but when I watched the thing again, I couldn't watch her death. It was brilliantly done by the master and the writers and that. But it's too gruesome.
I love the fact that he goes, just something for your bucket list all of time and space. It's like, oh, inhale.
Yeah. Sorry, is that you, Robert?
Pardon?
Master. Yeah, no, it's just that somebody did mention that could be the zygote, but
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah, and she did hint it's Doctor Who and knocking him off. Hello, me.
Hello, you. What are you doing there?
Hello, you. Very strange. Pardon?
Did Ben just wake up?
Yeah.
Ben. Oh, it was Ben. How did you end up online? I didn't add you. Oh, I did, because I phoned you earlier, didn't I?
Hello, Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. How are you? He's gone all quiet. Debbie.
Ben.
Hello.
Yeah, I was calling you Debbie because your name's Debbie on Skype, so I just wanted to keep it.
Oh, right, yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, sort of. You sound like you're on the phone, but it's great. At least you're better than Kirby.
Microphone. I've just got a new laptop, you see, so I was just testing. It was.
It's not as good as your old microphone.
Well, the new laptop works, and I don't have to have another portable screen sitting on a chair in front of me to be able to use it. And this laptop's got a battery, so I don't have to have it.
That's a novelty.
Yeah, well, by the way, you sound better than Kirby does. So that's
I just shut down iTunes.
He
it
sounds
be better.
Better.
He's slightly better now, isn't he? Yes.
I had to load my archives so that I could listen to things today.
Cool. It's interesting, we're doing a Cyberman story and he sounds like a Cyberman. It's quite happy, isn't it?
And a Master story and he's calling you Master.
Yeah. Yes! Anyway, hello Ben.
I've got a bit of an issue in the fact that I don't know where the microphone port is.
Well, it's working either way. Oh, I see, you want to slot it in here, that's what she said.
Oh.
Hold on, it's meant to be there, but if it goes in there, I can't hear you.
Oh.
It's not very good. That doesn't work.
That would be there. That's the earphone socket.
We are so slick.
I hope I sound better than Ben.
No, you don't, no.
It's a joint microphone and headphone socket, but how can that be?
Curious, isn't it? Either way, if you plug the microphone into the microphone socket, you'll have to set up the computer to see it anyway.
Yes.
That was my problem about 3 weeks ago.
Anyway, I'll tell you where we're up to. We're up to the bit there where Clara finds herself rather inexplicably in a graveyard after Cyber Danny saved her and takes her to a graveyard where there's loads of Cybermen just about to come out.
Come on, let's not all slag off the episode. Actually, let's all slag off.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to, but okay.
But anyway, yes. Yeah, so.
Hi, Reese.
Hi, Ben. Let's not kill each other.
As I said on Facebook the other day, you're perfectly entitled to your views. You just can't help being wrong.
Oh, stop it.
And like I said, I'm going to get a dictionary and find the word subjective for you.
I didn't like these graphics.
They look like eggs, don't they? Cyber eggs.
I didn't like the graphics that they had on the unit plane of the developing cyber grave.
Look how neatly
things.
The cyber graves are. Yeah, they're perfectly in line. Is, you know.
I didn't like the whole idea of the fact that a tiny little bit of a Cyberman is enough for a full conversion. What happens having cyber
where's all the metal
factories?
Coming from?
Yeah, exactly. What is this?
I know they could get the iron from the earth, but sure, there'd be a bit of rust involved. Also, but I don't know, it's just... Ugh.
It's a bit of a stretch. Too much of a stretch.
Well, yes, it is a bit. But... I'm just going up to the death. Skip past Osgood's death. I don't like the death of Osgood.
I want her to die.
But like you say, I'm hoping it's the Zygon Osgood.
Say something nice.
I haven't thought of that.
The Zygon Osgood was nice now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So therefore, we hope that's the Zygon one, so the real Osgood. This could be the Zygon K. It could have been the Zygon K. So therefore, there was no need for a cyber brig.
No, it wasn't the Zygon.
It wasn't the Zygon.
They could have split apart all the Zygons who were down there.
Yeah. Did she come out of the TARDIS?
No, she came round the back of the TARDIS.
They mentioned her TARDIS, but...
apparently they need keys for it.
I was hoping we were going to see her TARDIS in relation to the Kirby's...
Master, we keep seeing that red phone box.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I was hoping we were going to see that as being her TARDIS. That would have been quite cool.
I want a red phone book.
There's a lot of course they take off Danny's mask. He looks like a right state.
Yeah. Mm. Reminds me of
Rough Night.
But he is dead.
Blade Runner.
This is when you pull your face, you sort of pull your face. I know it's supposed to look like that, but it's
when you pull your face off.
You know, really? No, you stretch your face back, then, don't you? You sort of like that. Mm-hmm.
Too much wind in the face. Yeah.
Yeah. Difficult to demonstrate on an audio presentation.
Well, it looks
like this.
Master. It sounds like this.
But it looks like Danny's face.
Master.
Yes.
Master.
Yes.
He looks like that because, may I remind you, he got hit by a car.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Where are all the cuts and scabs and scars? Well,
they're all hidden.
Been covered
this
in
is
blood.
A children's show.
He should have had gravel in his face.
Yeah, nobody should have done. The master is brilliant.
His face was mutilated.
And possibly the car didn't hit his face.
Yeah.
Just think, when the doctor's falling through the air, it looked like an old, like one of those old films from the '20s.
Did you get the James Bond music? Yes, I love the James Bond music.
I thought it was quite James Bondy. Anyway, it's quite a James Bondy type doctor, really, isn't it? But
he's brilliant when he goes into freefall like that. That's so cool.
So, how does he save himself? How do you get the TARDIS to come?
He falls. Happens to fall faster than the TARDIS is falling,
because the TARDIS fell out the plane as well. It's the co-founder of the podcast. Pardon?
It was your fault. I'm getting wet, and I take all these bags.
Oh dear, how sad. Never mind.
Your fault.
How is it your fault?
Because he didn't make it.
But she can't hear you. Hang on. Everybody, say hello and goodbye to the co-founder of the podcast.
Hello and goodbye
to the co-founder.
Oh, Dad, look what
you're
making me go into.
Oh, dear, get a brolly. Right.
Were you supposed to give her a ride?
No, yes, probably, but I was supposed to. I could have done if I'd been available.
Hasn't she got a car?
Yeah, she has, but she hasn't got a driving licence. Well, she has. She's got a provisional driving licence. So she can't drive on her own. She needs somebody who's a qualified driver to drive with her until she passes a driving test.
I don't blame you for not putting yourself down through that.
Yeah. No, I have been in a car with her. She's getting better.
She's getting better.
She's getting better.
Where's your toy?
When the doctor arrives to have a chat with PE, it's quite good because he thinks that Clara's going to manage to work out how to switch his inhibitor off or on, whatever you call it, off, isn't it? Why would it be on, off, anyway?
Why is everybody else's on? Why is his off and why is the brakes off?
Exactly. I'm guessing that's because, as the doctor said, they're infant Cybermen, or the equivalent of infants.
Oh, I see. So they all really have to turn their own ones on, don't they? So he could have done it himself.
We all know why.
Go on then, Kirby.
Why. It's convenient.
It's convenient to the plot.
I'm trying to defend the plot because I would like to enjoy the episode myself, but never mind.
I
don't want to
hate
it, but it's kind of hard to not.
So anyway, Clara
eventually... No, I didn't
want to hate it. Clara, this is the first time we've heard that the sonic screwdriver works by thought.
Yes.
So think what you want to do.
No.
Let's kill Hitler. He was
Okay. Fair enough. You said yes. You agreed with me.
I don't remember it from that, but obviously... Okay.
Can't remember everything in the whole timeline of Doctor Who.
I will. Okay.
So anyway, so Clara, I love the face change when he's it sort of switches off. It's really, really good. Yes?
Yeah, I thought he really would go full cyber when his face changed. Yeah. So I was disappointed that he was still.
And if he's lost emotions, he won't love her.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
He might.
No, but his love for her was so strong.
Yeah. That's what annoyed me about this episode. It's another Moffat thing that ends up being love conquers everything. It's always what he has at the end of his.
I'm glad that doesn't happen.
And then Mary Poppins flies down.
Mary Poppins arrives.
I'm disappointed that Clara didn't get killed.
I am. I don't want her to be killed. I love Clara.
No.
I'm just waiting for the topless shot the one day.
I'm sick and tired of her.
Are you sick and tired of her, are you? Okay. No, we.
I'm not tired of her.
We haven't had her in a bikini yet, have we, Ben?
The main character in every story.
Well, that's it. It's supposed to be about the doctor, not the companions. But that sort of started when Rose sort of became Bad Wolf, and that's it. From then on, it's just escalated to being about the companion.
Yeah. Anyway, but so I did love her flying down as Mary Poppins. I thought, and even it's quite funny. Yes.
Have you done the bit about Clara's name? Jenna's name being first in the titles yet.
Yes, yes. Glossed over it because it was annoying.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit. Stephen Moffat ruining everything again.
Yeah.
That's quite a good thing. The Master and the Doctor, the Master doing his sort of end of episode rant just before Cyberbrig. What the hell's that noise all about?
It's probably me. Hold on. Hold on.
Sort yourself out, Ben.
He sorted himself out, yeah.
Forgive me, but I can't hear you. It doesn't make
any sense. It says Davros, I see into your soul, Doctor. But, and then they show a picture of the mad Dalek. What's the mad one called? Dalek Khan, was it?
Dalek Khan, yeah.
Sorry, Ben, you back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did like, so to a certain degree, I did like the flashback.
In his mouth,
the flashbacks were great. No, I did quite like those. The fact that they showed the quick clip from the Bells and St. John. How did you get this number? And that quite like that bit.
Hi, Matt. How are you, Matt?
See, I thought that.
Wait, where did you see Dalek Khan?
I see into your soul, Doctor. It was a shot of Dalek Khan, and it was Davros's voice.
Into the Dalek.
That's Into the Dalek. That's Rusty. Yeah.
Was it? Oh, bollocks. I forgot.
You swore as well. That means I've got to bleep it out. Thanks, Debbie.
Did I swear? What did I say?
You said the B word.
Did I?
It's not a Sex Pistols album, you know.
36 minutes.
That means it's going to be less than 36 minutes. Because I already did that bit out, so I'll cross that out.
Sorry.
God's sake, it's like having Ben on. Right.
Oh, my God.
Okay, right, so... Yeah, so that was Danny flies off.
In the speech after the flashbacks, did anyone else notice there was a slight version of I'm the Doctor playing along with the 12th Doctor's theme?
No, I didn't notice. Did you notice that, Debbie?
Yeah.
No.
What is that? By Tinchy Strider?
I hear a lot.
I don't. Oh, anyway, I'm sorry.
By this point in the episode, I was trying to keep from puking.
Yeah. Yeah,
nice. Anyway, right, so. Yeah. Right, so. Cyber Danny has got no emotions because it's all been inhibitized. Yet, he's able to do this rising, rowdy speech for the Cybermen. In a very emotional way.
Yeah. That's because he had emotions.
Exactly. So, what's it about this?
80s Daleks. I mean, 80s Cybermen with the excellent. Yeah.
Yes.
If Claire is fixed, actually removed his emotions. Yeah. Why does he have emotions?
Hmm. He does have emotions.
I know, but Claire is fixed was supposed to inhibit
it
that.
It was supposed to, but it didn't.
Right.
That's a good pause.
I paused it brilliantly when apparently the Master gets killed by Cyber Brigadier. Because the Doctor's supposedly about to do it. Well, he wouldn't do that, though. He was crying at the death of the Master at the end of The Last of the Time Lords. He was crying, literally bawling his eyes out, holding the dead Master in his arms, and yet he's going to kill her. Not going to happen.
Oh, sorry, we skipped over the most important bit.
Which is?
The Sydney Opera House.
Oh, right.
Sydney Opera House, yeah. That random
calls for
the Sydney Opera House.
I was about to say, to you Australians, you only have one building...
We have one important building, yes.
And one big important rock.
That's one iconic
one big
building.
One iconic rock.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can see a little bit of thick coming down the right-hand corner of the screen. So basically, he's fired just as she gets transported. So I knew straight away. They're not going to kill off the Master. And that's fine.
Colour.
But the Doctor is not going to kill her off either. He's not going to do it.
No.
So that was stupid. Right. So.
Yes, like the rest of
the
episode.
So if Cyber Brig's still around, that sort of leaves.
Wow, Kirby, you just keep dropping hate bombs all the way through the air.
It sounds like you.
I know you like Cyber Brig.
Yeah, really. You know, he's
like Cyber Brig. Yes, I liked it because if they're going all out schmaltz, that capped it. And really, I was just going along with it at that point. I wasn't taking notes. I was just watching
that
it.
That did
and
annoy
the
me.
Cyber Brig turned up, and then I was like, "Well, who else is still alive?" You know,
exactly.
Yeah,
that did annoy me. It didn't annoy me as much as the scene when Clara's in bed and you hear Danny's voice. And
Clara,
absolutely
pointless. So cross about that.
It was fine though to end it like that, really, to a certain degree.
It
was there was no need to bring it. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. I know Doctor Who is a science fiction fantasy TV show, but they've just seen Danny go off as a Cyberman. Fine. What is this all about?
This is not necessary.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That kid becomes a set up for some of the best character stuff in the whole episode. You know?
Does it?
Because Danny is so self-sacrificing and he's so wonderful. You know?
Yeah. It wasn't that. It was that Clara was going to have to drive all the way to Norway or Sweden to Bad Wolf Bay.
But well, now she's got to go all the way out to Afghanistan with the kid.
I do like the fact she's wearing a slight sort of nighty thing. It's quite nice.
No one sleeps in that anymore. Moffat got that completely wrong.
I know. She should be sleeping naked. What?
She should have been sleeping naked. The only thing we'll ever agree on.
How did she, obviously by the time they end up in the cafe at the end, she must have taken the little boy back to Afghanistan or wherever.
Yeah, clever, but how did she survive it?
How did she get him out of the country?
Yeah.
A woman on a travel agency gave her the address.
She's probably borrowed the doctor's psychic notepaper.
Possibly.
Yeah, because he would need papers to get on a plane to go anywhere. Yeah.
Well, she's probably adopted him, called him Danny.
And that's an add-on scene. That's an add-on scene because he's got his haircut.
His haircut's there, yeah.
Musketeer. No need for it. And then his hair changes back again when he's back on the TARDIS for that ridiculous preview for the Christmas
special. I
thought the
final scene was actually the best of the character stuff for the episode because it set them both up to show how similar they are. They both lied to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One about Danny still being alive and
one about Gallifrey being
all right. So that's fine, Reese. That's fine. I think they could have just added this scene on straight after the Sidemen going up into the sky.
I wanted to see Gallifrey to make him trash his TARDIS.
No, that, I thought that was great. That showed... Sorry, Kirby.
I heard some podcasters say, "Oh, he did find Gallifrey, and he wasn't lying. No, he did not find Gallifrey.
No, he didn't find it. No. That was empty space.
That's why he was punching
if that's the response of a happy doctor beating up his TARDIS, I'd hate to see what he'd have done if he hadn't found Gallifrey.
One thing I really liked, just as he was entering the coordinates of Gallifrey onto the console, did you notice the little piece of the Fifth Doctor TARDIS, the old-fashioned computer buttons?
Yes.
They had... Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm. Oh, I didn't associate it with it. Doctor. I just thought those were old buttons.
No, they were an exact replica of part of the Fifth Doctor.
I was confused about how the Master said that, yes, it's locked in another dimension, but it's not lost, as in they know where it's located. Mm. Surely he still would have had to find a way into that other dimension, even if he went to that... to follow those coordinates.
All right, yeah. Robert, for goodness sake. Steady on.
What happened there?
What? Robert just objecting. Oh, right.
Robert!
Really in context.
An unusual time for
dinner. Stop eating, Robert.
So anyway, yes, I agree that was, character-wise, that was a really good setup, a little scene between him and Clara. And this is unnecessary again because Clara needs to carry on the series. We've had so many scenes this year where she's been leaving and she hasn't left and stuff.
Frost at the end. Pardon? Can't end it like that. You're not in a good place. She's not in a good place. No. We need to sort this out.
Indeed.
Happy Christmas. Yeah, well.
And it culminates in the shot. I can understand the Doctor being angry that the Master lied to him again and getting cross and punching the console and making the TARDIS go ow by sparking everywhere. And then, of course, a ridiculous scene of Santa.
How cool is that? That was
my favourite scene in
the
whole
actually
thing.
Yeah, that was the bit that made me go, oh, I'm looking forward to that.
It was silly.
Yes, it was silly, but it was great. No, can't end it like that. What do you want for Christmas?
I like my Doctor Who silly. That was the problem with these two episodes.
What I'm going to say about what I think about this episode, it was the worst of the series by quite a long way. There were some good bits on it, but not very many. And it was a complete letdown because that brought back some of my favourite characters and misused them badly as well. It was still the best thing on TV on a Saturday night, but for Doctor Who, it was pretty bad. Just pause for a moment.
Okay. Bye, you two.
Bye.
If you check Facebook, Jeff Waddle just posted something really funny.
I've got a load of stuff from Jeff Waddle, actually, funny enough. So, Debbie, what did you think?
It was too long. Too padded.
Yes.
Could have been a lot more slick.
That's not what they normally say.
Did your house turn into some sort of 50s sitcom, Adam?
Yeah. Yeah. my front room.
Come on in, Becky. Yeah, sorry, carry on. No, we'll start again. Debbie. What did you think of this episode?
Too long, too padded, and just was not the highlight of the season that it was being sort of jacked up to be. And I the reason I love the Cyber Rig and Father Christmas, because I was waiting for something like that. I needed Doctor Who to be a little bit lighter, a little bit
fluffy.
Not fluffy,
no.
Just
no.
As Kirby said, the silliness, the enjoyment. You know, I wanted to really feel like I was enjoying Doctor Who again. When sadly, this season series, I haven't felt the same deep down. Yes, other than say, you know, Mummy on the Orient Express when it was Doctor centred. You know, it was that was one of those episodes where I was like, oh, thank goodness. But then it's just, I just haven't enjoyed it. And my dad stopped sending feedback because he stopped watching. And he's been watching since day one. So, yeah, I wanted more. I wanted a bit more. And I don't think it delivered this time.
They tried to cram too much in. Yeah. I just concentrate on the storyline instead of trying to cram too much.
And they didn't need to finish everything like that. Why does he always have to finish things? Why can't he just leave us to think, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe what they should have done, or Moffat should have done, was balance the reveals for both episodes, maybe. Because he put so much in the first one, and I loved the first part. It was it carried me along. It had a great
first
one.
Yeah, that good.
And
Chris Addison was
this
amazing.
One was slow, and it was padded, and it didn't have enough to it. So if he'd spread it out between the two, I think it would have worked a lot better.
Kept the momentum going, yeah. It would have been just punching through into this episode and kept it going. Rather
Although
than,
there are some good moments, like Osgood was fantastic.
Yes.
But let's kill her off.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's do a game of Thrones, shall we? Yeah.
Did you notice through every threat that was going on, the two guards on either side of Missy never budged, never moved.
No,
never,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, she's there.
Didn't protect anybody.
They were all under the master spell already.
Okay. Reese, what did you do?
There's a reason. There's a reason for
a
that.
Reason.
It was convenient for the plot.
Okay. Go on in, Reese. Reese.
Okay. I'll review the. This is funny. I'll review last week's episode because in every other way, this episode didn't work for me. But I thought last week had great concepts and had a great pace, and it had interesting ideas. Whereas this one kind of dropped the ball with the ideas and the concepts that were set up last time. There were some good lines and great speeches from the Doctor and the Master, but it just felt flat. And I know he was trying to make it all emotional and, heart-wrenching, but it wasn't anywhere near as emotional as, for example, with the Ponds, because I don't think we had enough time to get to know Danny the same way we got to know and love both Amy. Personally, I do love Clara, but I know most of you don't.
I love Clara.
That's why I said most. But I thought we didn't have enough time to get to know Danny, so him going was kind of like, yeah, okay, well, see ya. And
he forgot to drop the chips off. That's what annoyed me.
Never mind. There was some of it that worked. Like I said, Osgood was good. Chris Addison was good. Both of them killed off. Osgood was good. Good. Yeah. but then there was some other stuff that just, fell flat. Mm. And I don't think having the picture of the Brigadier was nice and the Doctor, remember him. You didn't have to make him a Cyberman. And also, how did that work? Why wasn't he destroyed with the rest of them? That didn't work in that sense. So... Overall, I kind of enjoyed it, and I liked the fact that everything was answered. I know Debbie just said she didn't like the way, why does he have to answer
everything
but I do quite like
answered.
It. Most things were answered.
Nope.
Yes, for me they were.
This is why we're all on here, because we're all allowed our own opinion. There you go.
Yes, exactly.
No, we're not.
Yes,
my opinion
is
the only one that counts.
Not at all.
We have to agree with mine.
No. not.
I have a feeling that unusually I'm going to agree with Ben this week.
Okay, anyway. Hey! Let Rhys finish.
Well, I was basically...
Has he finished yet? He's been going on bloody ages.
So what's your review going to be?
Hang on, it's Ben Kirby next.
Hated it, let's move on.
It's Kirby next.
It's Kirby next.
Anyway.
I'm not going to jump the queue.
I'm actually going to quote Ben. It was all right. Yeah, I liked it, but it wasn't anywhere near as good as I would hoped it would be.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, who's next?
It's Kirby.
Go, Kirby.
Doctor's next.
it was all right, but it's
catching on after two years.
Stop it.
Yes.
Well, the thing is there's even bad Doctor Who is good.
That's what I said, my review. I said it's still the best thing on TV.
But Doctor Who is terrible. But
this
particular series, these two episodes were absolute bottom.
Yes.
When I was watching this particular one, Death in Heaven, I was going, yeah, that's great. Ooh, I hate that. Yeah, that's great. Ooh, I hate that. And there were just too many negatives for me to enjoy the good parts.
Yeah.
I loved parts of it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't hate Clara, and I liked Clara's impersonating the Doctor. I like the throwbacks.
Say something else, then, Kirby.
But in every rubbish story, there's good bits.
I like Clara's. Yes.
I like Clara too.
No! It's just I'd like to Chaplet Funeral Home. I mean, things like that.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. But there were just some it just wasn't Doctor Who.
Okay.
It was Doctor Who, but it wasn't the Doctor Who that I like.
Okay.
It wasn't a good series conclusion.
It was Moffat trying to do RTD but failing badly, I think. That's what
I never thought I would say this, but I can't wait for Moffat to leave.
Exactly. And do you know what, Kirby, before you finish what you're saying, but the thing that annoyed me most is when I watched the extra, how smug and pleased with himself Moffat was.
I know.
I thought of this when I thought of this, and you're a twat. But yeah, carry on. Sorry, Kirby.
Time check.
There is, Rhys, some things that were left which were not explained are things like, what about the stupid robots from Robots of Sherwood? I mean, why would they be going there to the Promised Land? And particularly, why would they be going into a Cyberman nest, or whatever you want to call it, with gold?
Yeah.
Their technology was gold-based.
Yeah.
Okay. My rant, I think, is done.
The questions they kept asking throughout the show and kept referencing were answered for me, but that's a good point. I'd kind of forgotten about that from Robots of Sherwood.
And there's other things.
It was a silly adventure, and that's what I liked about Robots of Sherwood.
I love Robots of Sherwood.
That was great.
Yeah.
I'm one of those few people, apparently, in fandom who loved Robots of Sherwood.
I adore it. It's really good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't we going to do like the full season review?
Yes, we are next week. Yes.
No. Yay.
Yes.
No, we're going to do a full series review.
Oh, shut up, Kirby.
50 years of Doctor Who. Series.
Right. Anyway, so that's Kirby done. I'm going to save Robert to last simply because I wanted to finish his mouthful.
He doesn't have a lot of time.
He's finished. Okay. Well, go on then. Go on then, Robert.
I'm pretty much in agreement with what everybody said so far, to tell you the truth. And I'm with Kirby when I say, I don't enjoy it like I enjoyed the Doctor Who episodes of old. It just doesn't seem like Doctor Who should be. I don't know. And as you say, Moffat gets very smug with himself and thinks he's, I don't know, his way I think he's taking it, it just seems, I don't know. I think this series has been an improvement on the last couple.
Maybe.
Yes.
And a whole,
which is good. But it's still... gets let down, and I do think they're doing Clara throughout this series.
Are they?
To make you stop it.
I missed that.
That's what me too.
Ooh, exciting.
The after 11 o'clock version.
Damn, I missed that one.
I'll be in my bunk.
I think their character, they...
Reese.
I hope I misheard that.
You didn't.
Thank God down, I'm not boys, doing it on vision anymore.
All right. Well, on a forum that I'm on, they call it the zero room, so you say you're going to the zero room. But enough of that.
That's what everyone said.
With Clara, this series, they seem to be doing her...
Oh, my God. She's going to pull that and come back to the same phrase.
Seriously, Robert, I mean, I'm nursing a semi.
Now, Robert, aren't you sorry you came on this?
Maybe he wants to rephrase.
Oh, what are we going on about now?
Good Lord.
Too much information.
As long as you clean up your own mess, it doesn't matter what you do. That's what the wife said anyway.
Have we become the dirty whores?
Yeah. You haven't even initiated it, Mary. It's just terrible. Anyway, carry on, Robert.
That's true. Mary.
Forced to die.
I mean, the beginning of this last episode is I'm the Doctor, and I think that her character was like developed throughout the series to make it lead to that, with putting her central to some plots. But then again, if you study it really closely, it doesn't make any sense because here she is falling in love with a human, Danny, and it just, if you analyzed it, doesn't make any sense. So that's all I felt that they were doing with her character to lead to that one scene and, you know, have her eyes in the titles and her name first. Did it fool anybody? No. Well,
not really.
Came first.
But I mean, I did hear something. I don't know whether it's true, but that Clara's like coming back. She's going to be a bit like Tegan in Time Flight, and then come back in Ark of Infinity. You know, that kind of go. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard anyway.
Okay.
Because I did read somebody did mention something.
I get the feeling the Christmas episode will be her last episode.
Yeah. The way that they're all talking about
it. Yeah. She'll be in it though.
Could be a red herring.
She's got to have that baby.
True.
Hey. She's only known Danny for 3 months.
No, she hasn't.
It doesn't take 3 months to get pregnant, Mary.
They must have jumped into bed right after saying hello.
I'm sure they did.
No, we've, as I said yesterday. As I said yesterday, more time has passed during the series than what we've been in the amount of time.
That's what I said last week.
Right.
Anyway, have you...
Someone pointed out on Facebook that Courtney's parents... Excuse me?
Did you see them actually point?
Oh, be quiet.
Courtney's parents said to Danny about how Courtney was her behavior last year. So it's been a full year to that point because we at the very first time we saw Danny, it was his first day.
Yeah.
So it's been more than a year.
Yeah. So have you finished, Robert?
Carry
on, Robert. Go on. I was going to say clean up after yourself.
Stop it.
I did have to check my that I didn't have Iron Man 3 Blu-ray in my disc just because flying Cybermen and face coming off. Yeah, I mean, the mask coming off. So, the cassette was... It did look a bit of a rip-off of Iron Man, to tell the truth. Why not just call Missy the Master?
Exactly.
I mean, it makes more sense. Yes. And she didn't do the, I am the Master, you will obey me. I mean, can you go, I am the Missy, will you obey? It doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
But I
Missy,
have to
Missy,
say,
you're so fine.
I do love Michelle Gomez as the master.
Yes.
And if you notice at the end, she got a blue beam, so all she just did was teleport
yes,
out.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. As right, was
yeah.
More obvious yeah. than it normally is,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, it was a bit too yes. obvious. Yes. She's coming back, everybody! Hooray!
Well, I want her back.
Yeah. Right. There's one sequence
yes,
I
I'm looking
loved.
Forward to that.
Yeah. There was one sequence.
One sequence I loved was the doctor falling out of the plane and using the key to get the TARDIS towards
yeah,
him.
That was good, yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, that was another good bit from a rubbish story, yes. That's what I was saying. So have you finished now, Robert? Yeah.
Oh, and just as Kirby said, yeah, sorry, roll on a new showrunner.
Forever.
Roll on a new showrunner.
Yeah, so...
new showrunner.
Sooner the merrier, I think. Right, so I've got now Ben or Mary. You're going to go for then, Debbie? I'll leave that one up to you. I think Ben's going to
I'll let Mary go first.
Mary,
go first. Got, I'll just pre-warn you, in 5 minutes' time, we've got a minute, 2 minutes silence in 5 minutes' time. So I'm not rushing you or anything, Mary, but...
No, that's fine. I'll keep it brief.
Okay. She's American.
She doesn't have to. We have to.
No. They do have to. They're just not going to do it for about another 3.5 years.
usually the
go in when you want there.
If we do go silent while she's talking, that's so we don't interrupt her.
Brilliant. That was very, very quick. Well done, Ben. It was so quick. I couldn't even put in a.
Didum ching.
Couldn't even put it, that's what the wife said.
No, it's very slick, this. Yeah. No, one of these.
So slick.
What's going on with this computer? Look at it. Thank you, eventually. Yay. There we go.
Hey, Mary, hurry up.
Well, go on, Mary.
Everybody.
I got a drum kit. I can do that for real next time.
Mary.
Okay. Yes. Usually the second run through of an episode, I learn more and pick up on more things. This time I found myself on the second time through fast forwarding through most of it because as you were saying, it's too long and there's just too many things that I just found rather tedious. And right now in my life, the thing that's keeping me tethered to Doctor Who are Big Finish stories, Doctor Who, which are not all perfect, but more of them are, you know, engaging than this.
Yes.
And classic Doctor Who, which I still find myself, you know, watching classic episodes just to kind of keep, you know, keep my heart going with Doctor Who. Mm. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Here we go. It's Ben Shaveler. I might have to interrupt you in about 4 minutes' time. Carry on.
It's all right. I have the telly on to see when the silence will take place.
No, it's on the telly, isn't it? Okay. I'm going to stick my telly on for that. Then go on in bed.
I have a pre-prepared statement.
That he said many times before.
Firstly, I am glad that after many years of slagging off Moffat, people are finally beginning to see what I've been saying all along about this jack-off. Turned up and started tinkering with a show that we all love, that we all feel passion towards, that we've watched for many years, that we have put and invested time into. He thinks he can turn up with his pubes on his head and decide that he's going to change Doctor Who history just because he wants to. Enough, Mr. Moffat. Enough. We've seen through your plan. We can see how weak your storylines are, and that after many years of trying, you have failed, and you should leave the TARDIS.
I should play some speech music over the back of this, I think.
Yeah, if you today can get, the, get the music for the King's Speech
today
and put that
on. Today is our
there you go.
Today is a very dark day in the history of Doctor Who. For one man, and one man alone, has been
he's complaining about Stephen Moffat. Oh, sorry.
I.
Thank you, Winston. Would you care for some tea?
One man, man alone,
KBL.
Has been causing issues for more than time's time running itself. No, but basically the point being, well done for catching up. I've been saying for ages that, you know, he's coming in, he's tinkering, he's changing history of Doctor Who, and it doesn't make it any good. His stories don't make any sense. The season story arcs... Sorry, it's... oh, shit. Oh, my
he's caught up.
Edit.
He's caught up himself. Good.
The carry on. Stories... No, the series story arc. That would make a lot of sense. No matter if it be series 5, 6, 7 or this one. I like the way he tied in a few bits. You know, I did like the bit with the, as you mentioned earlier, with the Dalek Rusty and, how Clara got the number to start with from the mistress in the flower shop or wherever it was. I quite enjoyed that bit. I thought the bit where he's falling towards the TARDIS was absolutely ridiculous. I just didn't buy that at all. As you mentioned as well, as I've put on Facebook too, the fact that how come Danny is the only Cyberman ever in the whole of existence to be able to override Cyber Command and not do what they until the brig turns up, obviously, and he can last longer because he can also
remember closing time.
But yeah, but he can also not just avoid what Cyber Control thinks, he can then also refuse Danny Pink's Cyberman controls when everyone else flies into the sky. You still got the brig sat there going, no, it's fine. No, I'm cool. I'm going to chill by myself for a while.
Just. Also, what's her name from the first of the Cybermen stories?
Oh, yeah.
But at that point, we're going to have to take a respectful hold on. It's 11 o'clock, everyone. Just sorry, 2 minutes
silence, please. 30 seconds to go. I'll put on the telly so she can actually keep track of it.
Yeah, but your telly will be receiving the time signal a little bit late.
We've got Big Ben's about to go.
No, this is the official BBC.
Yeah, but...
Oh. All right. Star doesn't know about it. Very.
Shut up. Shut up. Respect.
So... I like the dog.
I think the BBC forgot to cut that bit in a little bit later.
Yes,
someone forgot to press a button somewhere along the line.
Made the trumpet, the bugler bugle.
Hey? What? Kirby said, "Why are we being quiet?" To which Mary replied, "Some British anniversary."
Yes, where they say,
what are you commemorating?
An armistice day, the end of the war. The end of the war.
The war.
The Remembrance World Day. War.
So the
11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th year,
which is when the war comes to an end. Yes, so therefore,
I had forgotten. I'm sorry.
You forgotten. What did you say at the beginning of the episode? We were going to do 2 minutes. Oh, never mind.
No, I wasn't here for that bit.
Yeah, Kirby wasn't on when you were talking about
it. Oh, that doesn't matter. Kirby's
that
clever.
Was lovely. The BBC just showed everybody.
It's a great point about silence. It was very good of you.
the BBC was showing really nice pictures of everybody stopping around the country. It was really cool.
Yes, Kirby.
I apologize.
That's all right, Dan.
I have always been
a Philistine.
Excuse me.
He's always been an Anglophile.
I've always been an Anglophile. I've always been very well. It's not just Anglophile. We celebrate Remembrance Day too. We call it Veterans Day, Mary.
Okay. Never mind.
I've always been very.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
No. I've always been very respectful for this. I just wish I had known somehow. At 6 a.m, I forgot.
It doesn't matter.
For a long, long time before we had kids, I would go to a science fiction convention in Chicago called WindyCon, and one of my best friends there, who has unfortunately passed on, he's a veteran, and every year he would sit. It was the convention was before Halloween, but he made it a point. To sit in his uniform for a couple hours on one of the days with poppies in front of him and take donations and everyone would wear poppies at this particular science fiction convention. Mm-hmm. We do this for years and years and years. I'm always respectful for that. I'm sorry. I missed your respectfulness. announcement that's what we were doing. I'm sorry.
It's absolutely fine. Just make sure that you've sent a letter to the entire British population.
Yeah. And specifically to the Royal British Legion who issue all the poppies.
And everyone in the Commonwealth.
Just get a green line right now. You can apologize to her. It's
yes.
So good.
Master, may I make another point?
Yes.
When this gets released to the public,
yes.
It's not going to be the 11th hour.
I know, but it's just something we had to do now because it is.
We had to do it.
Oh, for goodness sake, it's going to be... I do have to chop some things out of the episode. Right then, Ben.
Three, two, one. Lovely 2 minute silence, well observed by everybody there. Especially Kirby. Thanks, Kirby.
Especially Mary, who's going some British anniversary.
Well, you know, we used to wear poppies and all that over here, but all the traditions have kind of fallen away. So it's the Brits that are still keeping it up, which I think is great.
That's what
keeping
said.
It up. Anyway.
Right, seriously, Mary, this is a sad day for Brits, and all you can do is bring smut to the table.
I was surprised, Mary.
Can
yesterday.
I breathe, please?
That's what she said.
I was surprised yesterday when someone posted a picture of the Tower of London surrounded by poppies, and you're going, "What's this?"
Oh, right. Anyway, that's back right. to
even from a distance, yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't know,
it's
would
fine.
You? Anyway,
I do.
Never mind, Kirby.
What upmanship? It's
God's
a poppy.
Sake. Anyway, yes, Ben, Doctor Who.
Oh, is that where we are?
Yes.
Oh,
wasn't he already doing? No?
I don't know. I don't know if he got to finish it.
Yeah, he went through
his speech. He did his speech. He did it.
I hadn't finished.
You hadn't finished. Okay. Carry on, then.
I shall continue.
Yes, please.
Only when the class is in silence.
Yes, thank you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway, so where was I? That was right, yes. So that's why Stephen Moffat's a cop.
Said this all 100 times before.
Right. Yeah, but I have. But the thing is now, some people are actually starting to see what I've been saying for years is actually right. Stephen Moffat's got no bloody idea what he's doing, and he's ruining a very good TV programme. Move on, sir. Yeah, move on.
To what you were saying before our silence. He can't come along and change the show's history, apparently, according to you. Where did the Time War come from? Oh, Russell T Davies, when he brought the show back. That's completely changing the show's history.
Is it, or is it just telling us adding to it, things say, that we didn't know it. About the Doctor's history in the time that the show was off air? How's that changing
yeah,
history?
Yeah, this is
that
what
happened.
Stephen Moffat's doing now, too. He's telling us stuff that we didn't know. Look at the 50th anniversary.
Look at the Cybermen. When would they ever be able to fly before? I mean, that's ridiculous. Well. The Cybermen flying. The Daleks flying.
Yep, great.
Fair enough.
That's what they do.
You can fly that. Because the Daleks couldn't go upstairs.
It's a good
the
point, men, though.
They've got legs; they can walk upstairs.
I'm not
why
too
do they
bothered.
Need to fly?
I'm not too bothered about them flying. But in the last episode, we saw the Cybermen. They could move around at lightning speed. That got forgotten quite quickly.
Yes, that was forgotten.
But that's another point about
really
Moffat.
Fast.
Yeah. He writes things.
He didn't write that.
Moffat writes.
I know Gaiman wrote it, but it's
important. Ben,
he's showrunner.
Yeah.
Ben,
what?
Sort of another thing. Do you remember this? When they had the silence in water, like they had the Cybermen
the silence
in water as well.
You had to bring the silence into a cocked-up silence. Yeah. Yeah, go on.
No, I mean, I forget what the episode is. The Wedding of River Song, was it, when the silence were in the water?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And so Moffat just regurgitated that idea. I'll have Cybermen sitting in water this time.
Of course he did. He's got no fresh ideas at all. All he can do is muck up the show and do things with... make no sense at all. His stories don't make sense.
I think you need to replace Ben. He's a bit of a broken record.
He's right. At least he's consistent.
This is the point. The amount of comments that you and I have both been reading on Facebook over the last couple of days, because we've been reading them, commenting on the same post, are saying what I've been saying for the last 2 years, that Moffat is clueless. That episode and
that.
The series that he's just written, apart from Capaldi being very good, has been absolute bobbins. Some of the episodes have been all right, but they haven't made sense. There's been no... Okay, we're just talking about the robots of Sherwood. Why would a robot from Sherwood go up to the bloody hard drive thing? It's a robot! It makes no sense. It's absolute
with
toss.
Gold.
It's okay. Just rubbish.
Yeah.
As I also put in that point the other day, because can you remember that girl's name who was on the post that we were commenting on? I don't wish to offend her, I just can't remember her name off the top of my head. whatever it was. It's not that I don't like Doctor Who, it's just I'm disappointed in a show that I've loved for years and I feel should be better and was better and now it's getting worse because of one man, and that man is Stephen, time to buy your leave, Moffat.
Yes. I don't disagree with that. It is time
I think Capaldi's contract should say, okay, I'll stay, but everybody else around the show needs to leave.
Yeah. You know what? I think Capaldi will only do one more season.
Apart from the writer of the series. Mummy on the Orient Express.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, what it's done, right? Because we've been reveling about the fairly good quality stuff in this series, and this last story has completely undone how we've been feeling about it, and it's really annoying.
The first part was really good.
Yeah. Well, I'm with Deb, but the only other good story was Mummy.
Yeah, that was it. It was a proper
Are you my mummy?
No, I'm Robert.
It's Doctor centred, and that's what Doctor Who was always about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And
yes.
It's but it also... not been. He's been taking a back seat to all the love interests and...
Soap opera.
That is too much for me.
What's the name of the show?
Exactly, it's about the Doctor and his companions, not the companion's love story and the Doctor hanging on in the background.
Yes,
it's the wrong way round.
The companion's supposed to be going, what? And the companion was always there to get into trouble and to ask the questions.
So the companion's meant to be weak.
I think she has got into trouble, apparently.
Two-dimensional characters, but
I think she has got into trouble, apparently.
Stop it.
According to Kirby.
Wink, wink, say no more. But yeah, I don't mean that they're just in the background, but they help
be with a woman.
Yes,
you know, he asked him knowingly.
Well, there hasn't actually been a proper male companion since the season stories came back at all.
Exactly,
It's always a girl, isn't it? Yeah. And as I've said before, also they've also got exactly the same backstory. In fact, they've got no parents apart from Rose. You know, all the other ones. And also Donna, I suppose, but that's in the better era.
Martha?
Nobody in Stephen Moffat's era has ever had parents apart from... nobody.
No. We met Rory's father.
Yeah, and we sort of saw Amy's parents at the wedding, didn't we, briefly?
But he was
and
a Clara companion. Has... by association, not a proper companion.
Mm.
You know,
why do we always have to bring the family along into the TARDIS? That's the problem. That was when it became a bit silly.
It is, yes, but it doesn't mean that no one who gets in the TARDIS is ever allowed to have a family.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, Clara, parents both dead. Amy, parents both dead.
Well, no, Clara's dad's alive.
Yes.
We don't see him, though.
In the time of the Doctor, for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I get your point.
Yes.
You know, he's got a very limited imagination, if you ask me, Moffat, and that's why
he's being exposed rather badly at the moment.
Well, I'm glad people are starting to see, as I say, what I've been saying for a long time.
But he has written some good stuff this series.
Yeah. I also agree with that.
Doctor Who companions didn't have families either.
Did
she have family?
Nissa did, yeah, because her dad became the master. Master stole her dad's body, didn't he?
Mm.
I'm not. Don't get me wrong. Look, I'm not saying the whole series has been an absolute write-off, and Moffat's never done anything good. It's just I don't like his general. What he's doing.
Yeah.
Not everything has been rubbish. Mm. There has been some goodness. There's been some good episodes in this series. There's been some good bits of some good episodes in this series.
That's better.
For me, as I've said, Moffat has been ruining Doctor Who for 3 years. I know loads of people disagree and think he's wonderful, and Russell T Davies had his faults as well. I'm not denying that. It's just that for me, and it is, you know, my opinion, RTD is much better at writing the show than Stephen Moffat's been.
Yes.
And he did a lot more good for the show.
Yeah, he wrote more for the general public than he did for Doctor Who fans, and that's the thing that annoys me. This is all... the general public, we've got so many Doctor Who fans now, that's what's keeping the show going, but the general public have completely lost interest in the series. Yes. My family, I'm the only one in the family house that watches it now.
Moffat thinks he's too clever. Everything he does, he thinks he's being clever. He's not being clever, he's being not.
That's interesting. Yeah. I think his most successful episode, or one of the most successful ones, was the one he was so insecure about, which was the 50th.
He wasn't cocky about that one.
He was terrified about that one.
Mm.
Yeah, that is so successful and it is so good.
Yeah.
So when he doesn't have an ego behind it, is when it's going to be.
Yeah. Yes.
And also, it's a standalone
story. I completely agree with that. I mean, I thought the 50th was very good. I thought the Christmas special was very good last year as well. But I mean, it was a little bit over the top, to be honest. The 50th, the Christmas special, yeah. The 50th was very good. I only watched it again a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I watched it again the other day just to relive the fact that I really do enjoy Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's good.
And also, yeah, to try and see if it actually was the master slash mistress slash Rani slash Amiga coming out of the painting.
Yeah, yeah. That was interesting.
Well, it is, isn't it? Because you have a look at that and you think, well, that's not Clara's hand, but it has to be Clara. Because at the end of the day, if you're walking through a doorway at the same time as somebody else, you're going to see
You'll notice.
Yeah.
You will notice.
And look at that. There's a hand next to me. Oh, hello. Who are you?
Hello.
Exactly. How come I didn't notice anyone running around that room? I mean, it wasn't exactly not in lockdown, was it?
Oh, the other way.
And it's things like that. They just he throws things in there to try and be clever, and they don't work for me.
Well, every writer does
unless
that.
Unless they're
really
thought out properly.
So yeah, but sometimes, a lot of the time, they're not.
He doesn't give enough time to think things. Yeah, that's the trouble.
Can I just ask? It's flash in the pan idea.
Comes
like,
up with
I
a great idea,
that.
But yeah.
Hello? Has everybody been done yet? And no. I don't mean in the biblical sense.
Hello? Is that Adam there?
Has everybody had their say? Because I can't remember Mary's bit.
Mary's.
Mary?
What?
What did you think?
We did have Mary.
I already told you.
Who hasn't then? Who hasn't said anything yet then?
Big finish and classic Doctor
Who. Who hasn't had an opinion yet other than all of us?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to find out.
What do magical star think?
Stars complaining bitterly and magic's upstairs sulking. So, I think that about sums it up.
I can't get Debbie and Isabella's opinions because they couldn't be bothered to watch it because they didn't find it interesting enough.
My husband walked off halfway through.
Well, I don't blame it.
I've watched it all.
Yeah, go on in, Kirby, before we move on to feedback.
Well, no. Well, I wanted to point out that I hope that I just made up for my horrible goof about Remembrance
Day.
It doesn't day,
matter, for goodness sake. I forgot
about it, Kirby.
But
shame.
No, take a look at the post.
Yes, I thought I did think of that. Actually, well done, Kirby.
I posted that up this morning.
Because I did think of that, you know, that particular cenotaph scene from... which one was it? Was
not the Family of Blood.
Human Nature and Family of Blood.
Human Nature and Family of Blood. Yes, well done.
Yeah, the other thing is that I was talking to my best mate about this as well, because he is one person who does still watch Doctor Who, and he kind of like, he doesn't agree with me on absolutely everything, but he's not a Moffat fan either, and he thought this episode was a big letdown, considering what, you know, how good it kind of looked in the preview at the end of the episode two episodes ago. It looked like it was going to be a belter. But, you know, starting it off with Clara pretending that she was a doctor. Seriously, come on now.
Yeah, and also the title sequencing was stupid. But anyway, right, so we move on to some feedback.
The titles are stupid themselves. That whole season as well. You'll catch up in 2 years.
This could take some time because there's a lot of it, unusually.
Billy.
Who?
Oh, my mate Billy?
Yeah.
Hi, Pat.
No.
Oh.
Hey, up. Okay, now then.
Yeah, Billy.
Death in Heaven by Stephen Moffat. This was an average episode at best, in my opinion. And that's what it is, my opinion. If you loved it, great stuff. I'm glad somebody did, because I didn't. Now then, I thought it lacked the whiz-bang quality of the finale of Series 2 of Doomsday, which I absolutely loved.
Oh,
I did.
You're so right.
I rate a good episode on its ability to keep me interested, to keep me on the edge of my seat. In this context of this episode, it failed and was found wanting, and I found it laborious to watch, to be honest. I really did. To me, a good episode is one that I can watch once, and once only, and feel that I've been entertained. One that I don't have to feel I've got to go back and watch it again to get a different, more positive perspective on. Now, this wasn't the case here in this episode, but that's quite often been the situation with many of Moffat's stories, okay? And I don't hate Moffat, by the way. In fact, he's written some great stuff.
Yes.
But I think it's time for him to move on, just, in my opinion there.
Isn't the great stuff he's written called Sherlock?
As mentioned on the Facebook page, what was all that about Clara's eyes being in the title sequence? No doubt this particular aspect of this episode has been flogged to death by now. No doubt. But in all honesty, I fail to see the rationale here. Even her name appeared before Peter Bacardi's in that same title sequence. What's all that about? I don't get it. Anyhow.
Peter Bacardi.
Yes, again, there was more mentions towards the Time Lords having the ability to switch genders. Much to my disappointment. And further cements the possibility that one day the Doctor just may become a woman.
Maybe for again, like half an episode.
I don't quite fancy that, I'll with all due respect.
I'll stop watching if that's the case.
Yeah.
And in this context, with the Master becoming a woman in these two last episodes, I thought it spoils the finale for me. It really did. And that touchdown on Earth by her, by the Master, in that Mary Poppins fashion was utterly ridiculous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I thought it was Moffat simply taking the urine. Yes. Seriously. Yeah, I did. Anyhow, was there anything good about this particular episode? Let me think about that.
Yes.
Well, having said all that, I think Clara looks absolutely fantastic. Wow. She's proper Bonnie.
I'll be back.
She really is. Anyhow, enough about that. And just going back to the first episode of this series, Deep Breath, it's quite possible that hopefully that we've seen the last of the Paternoster gang. Let's hope so.
I don't like them at all.
Anyhow, on the whole, I thought Series 8 was a good one.
Yes.
I didn't like three episodes of the 12, and that was Forest of the Dead, Robots of Sherwood, and Death in Heaven. So that's 3 out of 12 I didn't like. So in that light, it was not a bad episode, not a bad season, series. Whatever you want to say, okay. But it would have been great to see more of Gallifrey, I must admit. After that tease we got in the 50th anniversary special, when old Tom appeared, I was expecting more of Gallifrey. We didn't get it. Mm. We got the mention, or the reference to it, in Death in Heaven, which was quite disappointing. I wanted more. But this was a great season, it really was. And in my opinion, probably second best to Series 2. David Tennant's first reign or appearance.
Well, we'll look into that next week.
You can't go past that. Anyway, that's my lot. Have a fantastic day. Take care.
Thank you very much, Billy.
Thank you, Billy.
Yes.
There's more. Not from Billy, but there's more from... Oh, did you want to say anything about that, Reese?
Well, I was just saying, not from Billy.
Oh, okay. Then. No, we got this from the wine drinker himself.
Hello, 20 Megabytes, Andy Lynn here. It's 7:21, Sunday evening. And today's tipple is Sauvignon Blanc. So there you go. Right, I watched last night's episode. In fact, I watched it twice because, as I did last week, came up to the theatre, sat down to watch it about 11:30 and fell asleep. But, thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, I picked up with the Jenna Coleman's name coming before Peter Capaldi's on the credits. Didn't pick up on the eyes, though, which is silly because you would think you've missed, those eyebrows, you'd get that. But, thinking back, of course, it's that with Clara saying that she's the doctor, she's not Clara, Clara doesn't exist. Now, that's still there, isn't it? Who this, not the extraordinary girl, the,
Impossible.
Oh, flipping, I've forgotten what the phrase is now. The unbelievable girl. Impossible girl, that's it. The impossible girl. Who she is. Because I thought perhaps that's going to play on that. And that still hasn't been resolved. So I don't think we've seen the end of young Clara just yet.
No.
Anyway, yes. Yesterday's episode did sort of bring it to a close, the story that with it. So there's still a lot of loose ends there though as well. So let's go with the big one. The Master, Mistress, Missy. Is she dead? I don't know, because the Doctor killing somebody. I mean, that is... Yes, that is different, because he's never... How many times has he killed people? I know he's done it a few times, but... Yeah, I just don't see him doing that. So I think we have not seen the light at the back of Missy. And I think, and I'm one of these people who actually thinks, having the Master come back. I think she was channeling John Sim as well. That's just the way I felt about it. So, shame about Osgood though, because I mean that was sad. Because I think she's a good little character. She is, and I quite enjoyed her. So again, but again, of course, if it's that little device of the missus that's killed her, or has she? Again, you never know. And like somebody did say, is it the Zygon one that's been killed? Because there were two, weren't there? So. Again, have we seen those? Of course, Kate Lesby Stewart. I thought there's no way they can kill her off. So it wasn't a surprise when she came back again, because there's no way we can get rid of her. And being saved by her late father, I thought that I did enjoy that. I know that's a lot. Look on Facebook, a lot of people haven't liked that. I thought it was trite. Thought it was just crass. But I did. I thought having him salute the Brigadier. Oh, it's good. Yeah, Flying Sidemen as well. Now, that's different, that is. But, yeah, well, why not? I mean, the Sidemen have been upgraded, so why not? Why shouldn't they? And it's interesting, you know, what the mission was up to, sort of bringing the dead, you know, creating an army of Cybermen. Then why did she give the Doctor the power? Did she know he wouldn't take it? I think that's it. He just knew that. Mm. But, obviously, yes, he'd already spotted that Danny was still Danny, because, you know, the one side man who doesn't obey orders, yep. Does he know, though, that Danny has gone? Does he realise that, you know? It's going to have to come out, because, like I say, we haven't seen the back of Clara. I think that's fairly obvious that she is still around. You know, she's going to the Christmas episode, and what part she's going to play in there as well. And have we seen the back of that little boy? You know, is there something there as well? This has left open a lot of loose ends, is that a mixed metaphor? It could be, couldn't it? Mm. There's a lot of things still to resolve in that, but it's moved it forward. And I think it's done it well, because it's made people think. I mean, I think this series has made more talk than I've seen in a, you know, really since it's come back. It really has. A lot of people have not liked this. I've seen a few people say this is the worst Who we've ever had. Well, I disagree completely. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed this series. But, you know, Moffat, you know, you like Ben, who obviously, I know you don't like Stephen Moffat, but by God, he's got people talking, he's got people watching it, he's got people thinking about it. Oh, Jeff Waddle, though, you're saying you're not going to watch the Christmas show, that you've enjoyed it. Sorry, it doesn't make sense, mate, so go on, give it a go, give it a shot, you know, you want to, really, you know, Christmas Day, sitting there, glass of port, and ham. Yeah,
right, nothing especially else good will. On.
So there you go. What other bits and pieces were there? Present of the Earth, CEO of Earth. I mean, that's an interesting one, that is, as well. It's the Earth Force One. But that's, you know, units really showing what it does. I think, you know, who else could do that job? You're right, there is only one person who could do it. And Tony Blair thinks he could do it, but my God, Tony Blair never... Well, it's not going anywhere, anyway. So yeah, I think that's... I think because the unit day's coming, making a bit of a comeback, couldn't you?
Yeah.
With things like that. And the reveal at the end, Nick Frost as Santa Claus. Oh, that is that's going to be very good. That's going to be interesting. That's to see how they play that. And the other with Gallifrey, because we didn't see Gallifrey, but Gallifrey's back where it was. You know, hidden in plain sight, isn't it? You know, it's exactly where it always was. So what's going to happen there? I think we're going to get some big surprise. I really do think so. There's going to be something's going to come up, and it's going to blow our socks off.
I bet.
That's what I think, anyway. So anyway, there you go. So that's the end of that series. So yeah, until Christmas. So Kirby, we've got to work out. Are we doing it, Adam? You said we're doing. When are we starting the go back from day one? Anyone's never done that before. But what are we doing in the meantime? Then no doubt you'll pop them along and tell us. But other than that, well, it's been I've enjoyed it. So until we speak again, we'll be seeing you.
Thank you, Andy. Where's the lovely Dawn? Anybody got anything to add to that?
About why the master, the master, I was going to say Missy, but never mind. Why she was offering him control was so that he would have to go back and change time at all these events that he hasn't been able to succeed at, or she would wipe out all of life right now with the Cybermen and the rain. So it was basically, go and do something that you don't want to do, otherwise I'll cause something that you don't want to happen.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay, we've got some feedback that arrived via the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast Facebook group, which you can join, because I forgot to mention that we have an email address, which is 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. In fact, I haven't mentioned that for a few weeks. I'm going to blame you for not being here to remind
me.
But we have this feedback from Jeffrey Williams. Go on, Debbie.
Feedback. I am watching Death in Heaven again to give it a chance, and I think that it is having the opposite effect on me. Capaldi is outstanding. Now that is out of the way, my complaints. The dead? Why just the dead? The Cybermen can convert the living too, can't they? Okay, instead of shooting everyone, just have the Cybermen go around, whack everyone on the head, then cyber pee on the bodies. The Master? No worries. She is only one of the most dangerous beings in the universe. Let's just handcuff her and leave her out in the open. Danny Pink. Pink. He can resist the Cybermen.
What?
Get over the washing up.
I just walked in on.
Jeffrey Williams' like feedback.
Ah, okay. Just
Right, the master, no worries. She is only one of the most dangerous beings in the universe. Let's just handcuff her and leave her out in the open.
You said that.
Well, I know, I was just repeating that. Danny Pink, he can resist the Cyberman signal because of love. Did no one else who is dead feel love on the planet?
Bullshit!
Why, yes, the Brigadier. This was to the point of sacrilege and made me dislike the episode the most. Not the Brigadier. Doctor Who is supposed to be fun. This was just depressing.
Yes.
Finally, I can't believe that the Doctor would damage the console like he did, even though he was hurt. 2 out of 10 magic farts. Sorry, folks, but this one really stunk for me.
Oh, very good. Very, very, very good. I'm impressed with that one. Yes, thank you, Jeffrey.
That's very eloquent.
Yes. All right. Jeff Waddle has sent me 2 messages. One says, I'd like to repeat my prescription for... He picked up the Kermit Claypool. And then he says... Oh, you do that. I'm going to do it. Right. This will be the second time I've written this, as I somehow sent my feedback to the GP. which is ironic in itself.
He put it on Facebook last night.
At least I will condense it. Do you get Wi-Fi in jail?
They're coming to take me away. Yeah.
At the heart of the finale is a cracking story at its core, apparently. Yeah. Even on screen, there are parts with sparkling dialogue, beautiful images, and the chemistry between Capaldi and Missy are fantastic. Oh, how I wish she wasn't the master. This should have been the best finale ever. It was all here, or there, I should say. Add the Moffatisms. Love the Conquers.
Shall I read it?
Yes, please.
Add the Moffatisms, the Love Conquers All, again, the leaps of logic, and you get cyber crap. Let me say, I thought Capaldi has nailed the role from episode 1.
Yes.
Immense. I've also enjoyed the whole of the season up to episode 10.
Thank you, Robert.
Unfortunately, the last 3 episodes have left me with a bad taste. The Doctor does next to nothing, almost nothing. It is now the companion show, and they are so aware of it. The in-joke of Clara in the titles is so funny to them, it isn't to me.
Indeed.
The Brigadier, some people love this.
Right.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's an unforgivable slight to a wonderful character.
Yeah.
Sick. Even worse than the idea that the dead are scared of being cremated, which, while not offensive to me as I like horror and stuff, has no place in the show. I almost expected the Ponds to turn up, and or Sarah, not for me. A complete wasted opportunity. I've had enough now. Moffat can go.
Yep.
RTD was the same. Donna saved him in season 4 and made it enjoyable. But what followed and what preceded was poor. Go now. As for Santa, it was so out of place, I almost threw my TV out of the window. Not interested anymore. I won't be watching it.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Watch it.
I
just
want
for
to see
curiosity's
the baddie.
Sake.
The baddie. The alien-like mouth.
Can I ask
mouth.
A question about
yes,
that?
Yes, you can, Ben.
Yeah.
Is cyber crap also known as ball bearings?
Anyway, here's Patrick Bishop.
Hello to everyone at the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. This is Patrick from North Hollywood with my feedback for the season finale of Doctor Who. I didn't get a chance to watch this when it aired here in the States on Saturday evening. I just watched it now. It's Monday evening. Okay. And honestly, I'm still kind of processing it. Oh. I think I liked it. There's a lot in there. Like I said, I've just finished watching it. Yeah, very interesting. Kind of sad that Danny's gone. You know, I kind of could see
gone.
A telegraph that given the chance of him saving himself, he would save the child that he killed in the war. I was surprised that the master was killed. Surprised that the Brigadier did it.
She
you know,
wasn't.
The Brigadier made an appearance,
yeah,
killed the master. And also the girl, you know, the girl who... has a scarf and the glasses. I'm surprised they killed her, too. And I thought they killed off the Brigadier's daughter. But, of course, she came back in the end, was saved by the Brigadier when she fell out the plane. So, I don't know. There's a lot going on. I was just kind of puzzled for a lot of the episode as to why they were making the story decisions they were making. But I just rolled with it. It was very entertaining. I can say that. Yeah, I just don't know. I guess I liked at the end... how the Doctor lied to Clara about finding Gallifrey. And I don't know what Clara was going to say to the Doctor about how he's not going to like it. I mean, he's going to like it, not going to like it that Danny didn't save himself and save the child. So I didn't know what she held back when she lied and said that she and Danny would be fine. I guess her lie was that Danny was gone forever. But I don't know why she was so hesitant to tell him that. He thought, you know, as far as the doctor knew, Danny was gone anyway. He, you know, sacrificed himself to the cloud. So I'm not sure why she was holding back some, telling him something or what that was. So that's the only kind of, you know, mystery I got out of the whole episode, the ending. And don't even get me started with Santa Claus popping in. So apparently, you know, what he wants for Christmas is Gallifrey, and I'm sure what Clara wants for Christmas is, you know, happiness and to be traveling with the doctor again. Mm. I don't know. So maybe that was what Clara was going to say, that the doctor wouldn't like that. You know, since Danny's not there, she wants to, you know, continue traveling with him. Maybe that's what she was going to say. Anyway, I don't know. I'm kind of confused, but I did like it. I'm sure this is going to be a Marmite episode. But I'm leaning on the side that I like it. There's a lot of vitriol on the internet about it, against it and support of it. But I guess I would just say to everyone, it's Doctor Who. You know, it's our show. Yeah. Try to be civil with each other. Anyway, other than that, I hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you, Patrick. Yes, Kirby.
I wish this were a Marmite episode, then I would have liked it.
What Clara was
I wish Clara was Marmite and I could spread her on toast and eat her.
Oh, good lord. What Clara wasn't telling the doctor was that Danny was dead, because I think if she'd said that Danny was dead and continued traveling with him, I don't think she wants to keep traveling with him, because she's already experienced one lot of heartbreak, and I don't think she wants to experience it again. I think that's why she didn't tell him the truth.
Okay. By the way, the funny thing about that last rim shot, it was actually lined up for Kirby and ended up the last rim shot. It was for Kirby, but ended up being for Ben. So there we go.
Right. Oi, I don't want you rim-shotting me. Thank God we're on different islands.
Anyway, Dinos Daniel sent in a song which Debbie isn't going to sing. She's going to read it out. Go on then.
Sing it. I don't want to do singing. I've already sung this morning anyway.
Go on then.
In the town.
Go on.
I'm not going to sing it, but it's raindrops are falling on the dead. Teardrops keep falling out of my head. And shut up. Shut up. And I don't
it's
want
the
to.
It's on Facebook page. Someone else can see it.
No. Yeah, let him. Do you want to sing it then, Robert? Can you see it? Right, anyway. And I don't want to see all of the world's dead. Turning Cybermen not for me. Those raindrops keep falling on the dead, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the moth. And I said, I like the way she got things done. Missy is the one. Those raindrops keep falling on the dead, they keep falling. I could have it. But there's one thing I know. Missy, they send, will wow me and be the master I always wanted her to be. Teardrops go, I've never done that bit. And yeah, Stephen Moffat has again turned all my eyes red, crying unashamedly, because I'm never going to start complaining. It's the moth for me. Nothing's much worrying me. Gulp. Trumpet. it won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Teardrops keep on my head. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red, because crying's not for me. Because I've never going to stop loving Who, because it's free. Good on you, BBC.
As someone pointed out in Staggering Stories podcast Facebook group, free, don't you pay a TV licence?
It's not free, is it? You're paying for it in your taxes.
No. It's free to everybody else that isn't in Great Britain, shall we say.
Exactly.
I almost posted the same thing where he put it on 20 megabyte, and then I looked up that there wasn't a licence fee there.
Okay, anyway, should we move on? There's one more bit of feedback left.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast. This is Ian Kirk. Say something nice.
No.
In other news, Benedict Cumberbatch will not be the new Doctor Who. He will be the new Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Death in Heaven by Stephen Moffat. They have Steve Jobs in the Nethersphere. Deus Ex Macintosh.
I knew it was
camping. Time Lords are supposed to have Gallifreyda.
Yes.
Danny was a Cyberman. And Clara used to be a Dalek.
No future in that. Away from the microphone.
Fans said they wanted simple plots from Moffat. This is very simple. The Master creates a cyber army so the Doctor can become a tyrant, but the Doctor refuses. The idea of all the dead becoming cyber zombies was a bit distressing. This episode starts with Clara claiming to be a female Doctor. The Master is female. The woman is running the unit operation. That all changes by the end. In The Angels Take Manhattan, Rory and Amy end up in a graveyard. Rory's taken back in time and Amy follows him. Here, Danny sacrifices himself and Clara is upset. Is the Brigadier still Iron Man? The new companion, played by Nick Frost, is a bit much. I enjoyed this episode, despite the dodgy science.
It's what I need, hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, because my doctor gave me a prescription.
Bye for now.
It's amazing how many people are a bit cold on the ending with Nick Frost.
Give him one. Give him a rim shot.
Give him one.
Give him one.
Beg your pardon.
Give him one.
Right. Well, we've got about 17 minutes left, so God knows how this is going to pan out. I said we've got about 15 minutes left, so God knows how this is going to pan out. It's you go. This man.
Oh no.
What the hell, sis?
I forgot my notes.
That's, she's trying to make excuses already.
I didn't take any notes this time.
Nor did I.
It wasn't worth it.
Nor did I. Right, Ben.
It wasn't worth it.
Ben, this is your question.
Well, if I could hear it, I'll give you an answer.
The question, therefore, is, what was different about the opening titles?
Ah, that would be the fact that Jenna Louise Coleman's name appeared before the actual Doctor, the star of the show,
incorrect.
Peter Capaldi, and also her eyes were different as well.
It is correct on both accounts.
Sod you all!
Two things.
It's only Jenna Coleman, not Jenna Louise.
Oh, shut up.
Peter Capaldi.
Never mind.
Yes. Right, Peter Bacardi.
Right, Reese.
Bacardi?
Reese.
Yes, we like that better.
Reese. Yeah. This is one of the reasons why you don't like the quiz. You won't get this one. What was Osgood's first line?
Oh, he must know that.
Do you want me to take it for you or something like that? Because selfies are never as good.
I'll give you a point for that. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to give you two for that. That was really very good. It was actually what you said plus would you like me to take the picture? More or less what you said, which is great. Mary!
Yes?
What card game is Kate an astounding player of?
Oh.
Reese knows.
I don't know.
All right then, Reese.
I've forgotten. Give it to Kirby.
Go on, Kirby.
Bridge.
Bridge, apparently.
Bridge.
Right. Debbie.
Yes.
Stop looking over my shoulder.
I'm not looking over your shoulder.
Debbie, what are the answers? Tell us quickly. Am I still paying attention?
I'm not looking. I'm deliberately looking away. Right.
What hotel did the Cybermen first fly past?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, okay.
What?
Anybody?
Are we supposed to bloody well
It's on the screen. It's on screen.
Ritz?
I don't know.
No, you didn't get that one then. It was Travelodge.
Oh, for Lord's sake.
Kirby.
What?
Yes, it was.
That's
Kirby.
Not a hotel.
Yes, it is. Shut up. Kirby, the answer question there.
You're right.
I
haven't asked the question yet. Right. Kirby, how many Cybermen were in St. Paul's?
I know.
In St. Paul's were four.
91.
Kirby, that was that. And Ben, it was that.
What?
Correct.
Wait.
Is it
91 was the correct 91. Answer. Yes. Yeah. Never mind what's four. No. 91 was the correct answer. No arguing. Right. Ben.
Because Stephen Moffat said so, therefore it has to be true.
Master.
Yes.
Master.
Yes.
Master. I object.
It
I was going with the number after when they had counted.
No, and I was going by the script.
Left except for four of them.
And I was going by the script, as I always do. You should have gone by the script, like we always do. Never mind.
I knew the 91.
Yeah, so you can beg all you like, it's still wrong. Right, Ben. Why did the Cybermen, why did the Cybermen explode?
You know, when I started to say 91, you heard me.
Women too.
Why did the Cybermen explode?
Yes.
Cyber people.
Yeah. Lara was around them.
Yes.
What, when they went up into the sky and exploded?
Yeah, why did they do that?
So they could make the clouds that would then rain down cyber stuff onto the people in the ground.
That'll do. It's pollination, but yes, I'm on the right lines. Right, Breeze.
Yes.
Did I get asked?
Oh, did you not? Oh, forgot about you, Robert. Robert. Oh.
Robert, you have my question, mate.
No, Robert, you
can have
this one.
Give me
No, go on, Robert. Sorry.
Give me the answer.
No. Robert, you can have this one then. Robert.
Yes.
What did Missy say after she was tranquilised?
give him a point for that one.
Was that Robert snoring? I don't know who was snoring. It was just a snoring boy. It's normally what Sammy does. Nobody mentioned any sport.
That's what she did.
Yeah. Okay, so a point for Robert for comedy reasons. But anyone would like to come out?
I'm sorry, I've got a chance of winning it this week. You have proper answers. No freebie points.
Does anybody know the actual answer?
I'm just
going to
sit giggling in the corner today, I think.
Well, that was nice. Shall we do it again?
On then, Reese. Oh, God. grief. Hang on, did I play it? No, it didn't. There we go.
Right. Now it's really
this is
question.
Slick. Have we gone been through everybody just once then, Debbie?
Yeah, we have been through once because you started asking.
So we've done Ben, so now we're on to Reese. This is your question legitimately now.
Did Debbie have a question?
Yeah, I did.
She did, yes. Right, Reese, so the question is, what was written on the mortuary paperwork grabbed by Cyber Danny?
I wasn't paying enough attention.
Well, it's your question. It's just, well, you, oh, was it you? Sorry. You don't know, so it's a... Yes, Debbie, you know.
Also known as Danny Pink.
Well, that'll do.
Yeah. Previously known as Danny Pink.
Yeah, that'll do. Right, Mary.
Yes.
What puppet show featured a cloud base?
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, there were four, there will be it. Oh, the question. Oh, sorry. I'll do that again.
I know that one.
Right. What puppet show featured cloud base?
Oh, I have no idea.
I did the right thing anyway. Go on then, Debbie.
Captain Scarlet.
Captain Scarlet. Debbie got that one. You can try and nick points as much as you like, Robert. Right, Debbie.
Yes.
How many times had the Doctor been married, according to Clara? Or Dr. Clara, I should say.
I know.
Oh, Ben knows.
Three times?
He's wrong, Ben.
Four.
Is correct.
Come on, Ben!
Right, Kirby.
In this one.
Asta.
What is the full date of Clara's birth? You should get this one. It's a pedantic question.
I know that.
It's
as well.
November 23rd, 1986.
Is correct. What a surprise. You get that right. No, the date. Never mind the day. Shut
Tuesday.
Up. Doesn't matter. Right. No.
What?
Robert.
What do you mean?
Doesn't matter. Robert.
Yes.
He's got a point. I mean, what's
going on? Doesn't matter.
Explain.
Robert.
You got it right, Kirby. That's all that matters.
It doesn't matter. You got it, Kirby.
Well, what is your point?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It doesn't matter. They're being pedantic.
Being like you. Right. Robert, this is your question. What was the Doctor's explanation for the Cybermen not attacking?
Bollocks.
No, that's the wrong answer.
I think I know.
Reese might know.
They were infant, he called them infant Cybermen.
I'll give you a point for that. There is a newborn. Newborn. I didn't hear you say I know. Did you hear
Ben?
No, I just said. I did. Sorry, Ben. I do apologise. I'll give you a point as well because if you just
it was Sunday.
I've shouted all the answers to all the questions. Didn't you hear me?
Yeah,
you've got most of them wrong.
Okay, right. Whose question was that?
I've lost.
Oh, it's Robert's. Right then.
I'm answering the question from earlier. Sunday.
It's not. It's not. What's that?
We weren't serious.
Answer the questions previous.
I don't know.
Viaduct, isn't it? That's the one. Yeah, no, it's not that. Although it could be quite fun to actually do that, but you have to make the questions really easy. Right. So Ben is in. We'll do it in reverse order. In last place with no points is Mary. In good lord, I have so many players. In fifth place with 1 point is Robert.
Fifth place.
That was Star Wars.
In fourth place with 2 points is Debbie. In third place with 3 points is Kirby. In second place with 4 points is Reason. The lead with 7 points is Ben, whose question this is.
Okay.
And that's the end of the quiz. Thank you very much.
Right. Shut up, Ben. What is the original title of the song Missy sang prior to killing Osgood?
I know.
Raindrops.
Shut up.
Did raindrops keep falling?
No, it wasn't. No, don't take any notice of Robert. What was the song that Missy was singing prior to killing Osgood?
Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Funny enough, no.
Kirby got
go on, Kirby.
The Doctor in the TARDIS by...
Shut up, no. Go on, who was it, Kirby? What was it?
Mickey.
Mickey.
Yeah, hey, Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey. Oh, right. An extra yeah. point for whoever
who's sung... I get a point for saying it was originally by
yes,
Tony
you
Battle.
Do. Yes, you do. That's what the next bonus question was. Right then.
Do you know, Tony Basil actually wore her original cheerleader costume in that video.
Did she?
I believe that Tony Basil did that as a cover song for someone else. Well, so it wasn't her
Tiffany,
song.
Tiffany did have a version of it out, but can we move back to Doctor Who? Reese.
Yes, please. Yes, Adam.
What were Osgood's last words?
I'm more useful to you alive than dead.
That's pretty good. All right, Mary.
Wow. Reese has got a great memory.
I've got no nose.
Yeah.
Mary, what did the doctor like? Not sorry, what did the doctor not like? Well, I should say
okay,
why.
Start again.
Why did the doctor not like being president?
I don't know, because they're all idiots or something?
Is not quite the right answer. Anybody?
Never wanted to be in charge of an army.
Nope, the answer is he doesn't like being saluted. You didn't get that one. Right, Debbie.
Master. If I may say something, Mickey is a 1982 song. It was originally from the music group Racy. Before,
yes, we really needed that, but the big hit was Tony Basil. Stop being pedantic. Ben gets the points because that's what I was. The answer I had down on the thing. Is that right?
Yes.
You had it correct. I agree with that. It's just that Ben said it was. The original her song, hit. And it
yeah.
wasn't.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
the
this
first
is
time
holding
it was a
up
hit,
things, and we have to
the
leave.
The first time
Kirby.
It was a hit was Tony Basil, wasn't it? Or whose question was it now? I've lost where it was.
Me.
Oh, was it you, is it?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You'll get this one. What
Probably
was
not.
Seb's last words?
Who?
Seb, what was his last words?
Squeeze!
I know.
Right, point deducted for Robert.
Yeah, point deducted.
I knew it was going to be...
Sentence. I was just excited.
No, it was point deducted. I'll give you a point because you were going to get it right.
That
anyway.
Was, yes.
No.
Kirby. Why did I only get one point? It was my question.
But unfortunately, that's just what happens. Right, Kirby.
I object.
What are the operating instructions for the sonic screwdriver?
Good luck there.
Think.
Point and think.
Is the correct answer. I'll deduct a point from Debbie for shouting out the answer. So she goes down to two. Right. Robert.
Yes, sir.
How did Missy address the Cybermen through the device on her wrist?
Well, wasn't that the answer?
No.
She used the thing on her wrist to
expect them. She dressed them in a certain way.
Yeah.
Well, you mean how did she address the Cybermen?
Yeah,
Attention, Cybermen.
No, it's not the answer. Anybody?
Damn.
Nope. You didn't get that one. She called
Hello
them
boys,
cyber
or,
deers.
Yeah, cyber deers. Cyber deers. Look at mummy.
Master, if she was addressing them, did she use the correct postal code for that cemetery?
Right, who was that last question originally directed to? Because I'm losing the plot here. That was to you, right.
Me.
So therefore, the current scores are, with not many questions left, thank goodness. In last place, with no points, is Mary. In sixth place with... Oh, sorry, and Robert, sorry. In sixth place with 2 points is Debbie.
Yeah, you've
in
got a point.
Joint second is Kirby and Reese with 6, and in the lead with 8 points is Ben. The next question goes to Ben.
Me?
Yes. What essentially were Missy's reasons... For the whole thing. For
yeah,
causing
what?
This is reasons for doing off this whole thing. The whole, for the whole thing she did in this last story and, you know, bringing people back from the dead, she had an essential reason for it. She said to the doctor at the end of the story. What was her reasons?
I know.
Reese said it first. Go on then, Ben, first. No, it's not that. Reese.
Was it to show that they're not too dissimilar, the Doctor and her?
No, anybody?
Hang on, Robert knows. Robert knows. Robert.
She's got PMS.
Well, that's a new trouble she has to worry about now.
You didn't get that one. The answer was she needs her friend back. That's what it was. She just needs her friend back. Right, Reese.
Yes.
Thank goodness, there's hardly any questions left. What were Cyber Danny's last words to Clara?
You will sleep safe tonight.
Here's the correct answer.
Oh, he's got such a...
Right, Mary.
Dialogue.
He's an actor. He's supposed to remember the dialogue. What were Cyber Danny's last... I've done that one. Sorry.
You will sleep safe tonight.
Right, Mary, to get off the mark. You will never get this one. This is quite funny. What were the coordinates 22. Of Gallifrey?
Oh, no, I'll never get that.
No,
I'm not,
yeah.
Oh, 2012?
No, it's not.
21-2?
No, no, it wasn't. Go on, Reese. Go on, Reese.
10-0. Oh.
Go on, Reese. Shut up, Robert.
10-0-11-00-02. From what I remember.
Get that part of the thing off your screen, Reese.
Right, Debbie. Debbie, we're nearly there.
You took notes?
Wasn't that Mary's question?
Oh, was it Mary's? That was Mary's question. This is Debbie's question.
Was it Mary's question?
Yes, it was Mary's question. Okay. What did Missy say when the doctor told her she'd be clamped in irons?
Again?
No.
Well, we don't want to know about that.
Anybody? Sounds like fun.
What do you know
about? I'll give Reese a point. It was nearly right. That was the wrong one. I meant to press this one. This is slick. Yes, if you like, she said. Yes, right. Right, Kirby, second to last question.
Master.
Right.
Adam is.
Why should you never trust a hug?
You can't see their face.
It's easy.
Is the correct answer.
Yeah, he keeps getting the easy ones.
Was he right? Yeah. Robert.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Robert.
You get an easy one.
You need to hurry up. I gotta go.
Robert, what was the first thing Santa shouted through the TARDIS door?
No.
Shut up.
You know that's not the way it's meant to end or something like that, wasn't it?
Nope.
Yeah, Santa, I thought that was...
Ho, ho, ho!
No. The answer was cooey! Right.
Cooey.
So, the final scores on this week, she won't forget this one, and you didn't. Well, Mary didn't, because she got nothing, nor did Robert. Well, he did, but he got a point deducted.
Woo-hoo.
Right, so, makes it easier.
Hey, Mary, last place, high five!
Second to last place, for 2 points.
Actually, it's a very low zero, isn't it?
High five. Yes, I say. Second last place for 2 points was Debbie.
Yeah!
In third place, or joint second, in fact, Ben and Kirby with 8 each. And the winner this week, Reese with 11.
And wasn't it Reese who didn't like the quiz?
Yeah.
It's ironic, isn't it? Yeah. Nah, we'll give a thingy or four news. She's just about to cram it all in. Oh, that's what she said.
I've had a go.
Hang on, let the theme tune finish. Goodness sake, I feel really stressed this week.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that's it then. Yes?
I'll say it now. whowon.co.uk. Yeah.
Yes, and thevazi.co.uk. Thank you very much.
thevazi.co.uk.
It might be Tuesday next week simply because I've got a photo shoot on Sunday. So until next week, thank everybody for coming on the show. Please come more often. I mean, onto the show, that is. until next
just
week.
Got a new laptop.
Yes, Kirby.
What are we discussing? We're discussing...
It's the series of the whole length, comparing it with all the other series. Yeah, so SWAT up.
And a mix of questions from all the previous ones?
I don't know about that. No, I said no quiz next week.
Oh, no quiz.
No quiz next week. I did say that a few weeks ago. No quiz. So that's it. No Thank quiz. You for listening to the show. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Not the
weakest
loser. Goodbye.
My coat went through.
Oh, permission to squeak.
Well, because the show's finished.
20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV Services production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.
I can relate to that.
Kirby's.
Will you stop bloody messaging
he's,
and get online?
He's rebooting.
What? What's a surprise.
He needs upgrading, that guy.
Yes.
Oh,
he does.
Hang on a minute. Wait, I threw Star's toy.
Careful with the connections, they're a bit loose.
I just wanged Star's toy across the room. There we go.
I should, ooh, get, yeah. I should stick a little sticker on the back of this chair that says Debbie. Because it's both.
Yeah, Debbie and Debbie.
It's actually for you, but it's nice and comfy, isn't it?
It is nice, thank you.
Cost
is it really for me?
£75 that
oh,
cost.
Did it?
No.
It's mine!
Oh, I didn't have the doorbell.
I did.
Yeah. Hello.
It's
not a good day to have
you. Oh, there's Mary. She's
arrived. Hello. 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 Go on, Ray. Go on, Star.
Oh, I'm not too old. You're
beautiful. Yes, you are. I'm the gorgeous.
Do you want a reminder at 11, Deborah? Do you want a reminder at 11 for the minute? Two
no,
minutes.
That's Star.
Silence.
No, that's Adam. Yeah. He's sorry.
Hello, hello. I'm just putting on my earphones. Hey, hello, Mary.
Oh, sorry, Mary. We're talking about the minutes, 2 minutes silence at 11 o'clock, which we'll be doing simply because we have to observe it, even though it's not America, yeah, 11 o'clock elsewhere. Yeah. So do bear in mind, we're stopping at 11.
It's already happened here.
I don't care. We'll be stopping.
That's fine.
Light.
I don't care.
Oh, stop it,
Robert. We can do it twice. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen anyway.
We'll just phase out for 2 minutes, won't we?
The 2 minute silence at 11 o'clock. Because it's 11th of the 11th.
Adam.
11 o'clock, 11th of the 11th, 2 minute silence. Yes?
What happens if I can't control something?
It's your problem. Said to the bishop.
Your problem.
It's your problem.
Could you explain to
someone to.
Who just came on board? What are you talking about?
It's Armistice Day.
You know the picture I posted about the poppies in the moat?
No, I didn't. Well, I haven't been on Facebook for a while, so no.
The one you asked me about, the red,
oh, that?
Red, no,
oh,
yeah.
Is that what that is? Are
yeah,
those
it
poppies?
Was it was Remembrance Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But today is actually 11th of the 11th, so it's the actual official day.
We'll also have 2 minute silence at 11 o'clock on the 11th of the 11th.
As well as on Remembrance Sunday.
Because it's Armistice Day. Because Remembrance Sunday is Remembrance Sunday. 11th of the 11th is Armistice Day.
Armistice.
So this is the big one where everybody should stop for 2 minutes.
11
seconds. Stop whatever they're doing at 11 o'clock.
I bet half of council
so
gets
we'll have to stop.
Well, I was very annoyed on Sunday when I did an announcement in the shop and only a few people stopped, including colleagues, and I wasn't happy, and I made myself make the point, the fact I wasn't very happy about it. And it was the worst observation of the 2 minute silence ever. And I don't bloody get myself all hyped up to go over the Tannoy system to make an announcement and do a special reading for the sake of certain people. Well, Eris has a slight excuse. Apparently they don't do it in Philippines. And I did warn her, though. I said, we have a 2 minute silence at 11 o'clock, Eris. Okay. So she carries on serving.
Yeah.
So I said, that's the worst 2 minute silence.
Oh,
is it? Oh, sorry.
Else?
No, she turns to Brian, who was stood next to her stood up straight with his hands up like this, stood next to her in the kiosk. She carries on serving.
Like, what?
He's
Adam,
like this.
I couldn't see that.
And she turns to Brian and said, what was that all about?
Oh,
no.
Never mind. I wasn't happy. Yeah. But fortunately, I don't have to do it today. I wonder if they'll remember to do it at work.
Hey! All the timey-wimey doctors.
Is that
top of
Kirby
York
bloke who's holding things up yet again?
Well, it's usually us, so...
No, it's not. It's Kirby. Every moment... Oh, have I an answer back from Miss Mel? I haven't. It says, Matty Kressel, you could say that through not having the net on. And who does... I don't know what he's on about. What's he on about?
The place
use
where
the
he's staying has no internet.
No, boring. Well, let's read that now. A reply from Mr. Shoveler.
Wow, this is like old times, having Reese and Roberts.
Oh, no.
I love it.
I put what? Sorry. I've sent what a surprise to Ben.
That's something you have to deal with now.
Ben's going to be like, what? What surprise? I love the fact he's still on here as Debbie. That is really cool.
So, Reese, have you finished your first year?
I have.
All right.
Come on, Tabby.
It was fun.
Not as if I've got stuff to do today.
We're having light conversation.
Yeah, but it's wasting time.
Boots and pants. Boots and pants.
Biscuits when we talk like this.
Dum 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 dum.
So the weather.
It's peeing it down here.
Yeah,
I came in.
Dave came in with basically a glass of steamed up and covered in drizzle.
Yeah, it's horrible out there today. Had fun jumping in the puddles with Isla on the way up to the Minder, but coming back down wasn't quite so much fun. If you jump in puddles on your own, you get looked at a bit oddly.
Mm. Oh, there he is.
Yeah. I hope he's not.
No, he usually is. We just have to.
Should we all speak like that?
When he answers, yeah.
What's he doing? Oh,
there he is.
I told you what the problem was.
Oh, why did you reboot it at 10 to, not 10 past?
It's only 3 minutes past 10.
It seems to be. Oh, no,
if we're all right, show us.
Quiet. it was a different time zone. You won't know that.
How is my sound?
Well, it's always like all right before we start recording.
Okay, stop.
What?
Are you serious?
No, shut up.
You're fine.
Anyway, let's get on because it's.
What about mine?
I've got stuff to fit in between now and whenever.
Thank you.
Right then.
there's a strange. But there's a strange voice on.
There's yours, yes, we know. We've been waiting for
it. Not just one for me, but there's two strange voices.
Oh, the other one I expected.
Your voice isn't that strange, Kirby.
Will you be quiet?
No.
Right.
No, it's not 11 yet.
Shut up.
Shut up.